Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You gave it all for me. Amen. If you gave it all for me, the least I can do is give my all for you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Friday, last day of the normal work week. And most people will work today. Amen. And this is the end of that work week. And so I want to thank God for bringing us to the end of another week, for his grace and his mercy, his love and kindness, for every mountain, amen, that he's brought us over. Amen. It's Friday, and we're grateful. I'm grateful to God for another day. He's given to me another day. This is the day that he has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad to be with you this morning. And so we welcome you to our prayer call this morning. And we thank God for you. This is Pastor Stevenson. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for being up early, those of you who are on the call live. And thank all of you who log in and listen maybe on your way to work or during lunch. People listen after it's been, we've had the prayer call, you know, it's recorded and saved, and people send it and share it. And so we want to say thank you for what you do to help us, to just help people to grow and become who God has called them to be. Amen. Amen. This weekend, we get ready for this weekend, and we thank God for another great opportunity to worship. You know, we've been dealing with this relationship series, and I'm really excited about it and how it's unfolding. And so this Sunday, we're going to go and deal with the next two relationship styles. So we've already dealt with secure relationship styles. And so we're going to deal now with the other two, so we do secure and avoidant relationship styles. And we'll now work with and deal with the other two style so that we can understand who we are. We cannot, too many of us are trying to be in relationship without understanding who we are right now. That doesn't mean that the style that you have, you have to remain there. I think that we want to grow and develop and become whom God has called us to be, but it starts with knowing who we are and how we relate right now. Once I understand my relationship style, I can make some decisions. I can say, okay, great. This is, who I have become. This is what I have adopted over my lifetime. This is how I function in relationships. And then the question is, okay, is this who I want to be? Is this the legacy I want to leave? And once you answer that, you're going to be prepared and ready to make the sort of the changes necessary to become who God needs us to be and who we would be most productive, where we'd be most productive in the way we relate with people. So I think it's going to bless you. I told people, don't just decide, okay, great, it's got to be one of these two. There's two more. You're going to see yourself a little bit in all four of them. You're going to see some things in all four of them, but there is one that stands out. There is one that you're like, okay, that's the majority of how I operate. That's more me there than the others. So I just think it's going to help you. It has certainly helped me in my life, and as I'm just continuing to grow and making decisions about the legacy that I want to leave. And so I just think it'll bless you. So come Sunday, love to see you at the 8 a.m., 9:45 at East New York location, then 11:30 the Spring Creek location. So we would love to have you. Bring somebody with you. Invite somebody to come with you. Bring somebody along with you so that we can all grow. We can all grow together. We can all grow together. Amen, amen, amen. I'd love to see you. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Though it is God's grace and mercy that blesses us and keeps us, and it's because of his mercy that we're not consumed, as the scripture lets us know. But still, there's areas that we struggle with and areas that we wrestle with, even in the grace and during and around the grace of God. But we want to find our reasoning in God. How and why has God saved you? Why did God lay his hands on you? Why is God working on you? So why is God teaching us through his Spirit, how we function so that we can change those things? What is it that God has in store for you that he is making these kinds of investments into you becoming who you need to be and who God has designed you to be? I don't want you to miss that. As God pushes us and grows us and challenges us to become who he's called us to be, there's a reason, there's a purpose behind it. There's a purpose that he loves us. There's a purpose that he challenges us to grow. There's a reason that God is pushing us to become who he's called us to be. There's a reason that God never lets us go when he keeps pushing us. I don't know, besides that God wants to use us and he wants to help us to achieve some things and he wants to make us better, those general responses, but I don't know specifically why God does it with us. But I want you to know that everything you're going through now is because God is taking you somewhere. He's directing you and growing you to be at some point for a specific reason. And we don't understand it, but we got to trust that God is trying to grow us to get us to become all that he has called us to be. And so don't take for granted that God continues to invest in your life. He continues to challenge you and grow you. He continues to develop you into the person he wants you to be. It's because God really has something for you to do, and something that he wants to do through you. Amen. God has something he wants to do through you. And so while we are learning and growing, and while we're in school, and while we're doing all the things that we do in relationships, don't forget that God has something for you to do. He wants to develop you to accomplish his will. We want to convey that to our young people, convey that to our children on a consistent basis, that God has something for you to do. He's waiting for you to yield yourself totally and completely to his will and to what God wants you to do and to be. Amen. Amen. We want to thank God for it. Thank God for our young people, our children, our youth who will go. I think they finished with the first part of that big test, and I think the next part, the next subject, it happens in a couple of weeks. We want to continue to encourage our young people as they go and continue to take these tests, regions, and all those things that we do here in New York. Wherever you are, your children might have different kind of tests, but this is that season here in New York, and we want to encourage and keep praying for our children. Amen? Amen. Well, let's go ahead and pray and enter in this day and get ready for God's grace and his mercy for us, toward us. Amen. Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your grace. You're such an awesome God. We could not do or would not know what to do without you. You have been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Lord, you love us because of who you are, not because of who we are. You love us because of what you're doing and not because of what we are doing. Your grace has been poured out upon us, and we want to say thank you. We want to grace you and love you and let you know that we recognize that we can do nothing without you, and that all of these things are in your hand. We bless your name because you're worthy. By yourself, all alone, you are worthy, and we want to lift up your name and bless you. We want to honor you, for you are good. We want to honor you because you are an amazing God. We adore you. We adore your grace. We love the fact that you love us. We are in awe of the fact that you love and desire us. And so we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We love you, for grace you. We ask for forgiveness of our sins. We have fallen short. We know it. And we want you to forgive us. Forgive us for our thoughts and our actions. Forgive us for the places that we go and the things that we have done, the things that we've said. Forgive us, Lord God, for not meeting the mark that you have for us. Forgive us, God, for going in our own willful way. God, forgive us. We want to say thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for your hand of mercy and grace and love and compassion over us. Thank you, Lord God, for the doors you open for healing our body, for keeping us safe, for protecting us throughout the nights and days, wherever we go. You protect us and you keep us. And we want to just say thank you. Thank you for our families, our children. Thank you for the relationships that you have helped us to be in. Thank you, God, for all that you continue and keep doing, for your mercy and your grace, your love and your power. We want to say thank you for every up and down, every mistake we've made, every challenge we have. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for the blessings of relationship and friendship. Thank you, God, for the things that you keep doing. We have so much to thank you for. Thank you, God, that even when we feel like quitting, you still love us. And so, Lord, we want to continue this spirit, this thought, this mindset of thanks. So, God, we don't even want to move from this point, but as we go into this day, help us to have a spirit of thanksgiving. Help us to thank you on a consistent basis. Help us today to look for ways and opportunities to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your love. Thank you for grace. Keep us protected. Go out before us. Help us, Lord God. Keep us covered with your blood and keep us under your wings of protection. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we love you. We praise you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Go about your day and make sure that the Lord is glorified by your actions, that God is glorified by what you do. and by where you go. And we'll see you on Sunday and some of you Saturday. Whenever we see you, we're going to thank God for you. All righty. Love you. Bye.